Craig Conroy, general manager of the Calgary Flames, joins us on the draft floor after 10 picks and a busy week in Las Vegas. You made a trade on Thursday. You made a trade today to move down to gain yourself an additional pick. It's been a busy week. How do you feel about the work that your group has done?
You know, the guys have done a great job. I mean, it's always stressful. You're excited about this time, but you also want to make sure, hey, you know, we wanted to make sure that draft list was in order. We were going to get the right type of players. I mean, we really were going in. We thought we're looking for skill. We want more skill. We want to add some more skill to the group. And I feel like we were able to go out and actually do that, which is always fun.
Boy, was that on display. Like, if you take a look at the point totals, you take a look at the profiles, if you were trying to prioritize skill, on the outset, it feels like you may have accomplished your goal in that regard.
It really, I mean, yeah, you look at the guys that are over a point a game, 30 goal scorers, you know, it's just amazing. It's guys that actually led their whole league in scoring. So it'll be add those guys and get guys that our scouts really, really want. It's always exciting.
Any of the picks today that you were like, geez, I really hope that he's there. Like, were there any that you were sweating out there?
I think Trevor Hoskin is a player that Terry Dorn has been tracking, loved. So I think when we were going, I went and watched him on video, and I'm thinking, this is a guy, his game has continually gotten better. So he was one of those guys that we thought, obviously, Basha. I mean, a lot of the players we got, Battaglia, Muse, we had them high on our list. We liked them. So for them to be able to be at those particular spots, you know, with Kirill, the goaltender, you know, Siggy really was adamant. He was texting to take him a little bit earlier, but we said we're going to wait one more pick, and then we're able to get him. So that was a big, you know, you're waiting because goalies have been moving.
Yep.
And then to get him was big. So and then, you know, I think with Lang, we were at the table. You know, he brings more size. You know, his game has continually gotten better. He's working on his game, and I think Jerome pushed that one over a little bit. He really. He believes
he had some
in
intel
him.
There.
Yeah, hey? He did have some intel. So yeah, that's what we're looking for, all the intel. So he was, we were all really excited to get. And we had Quentin, his dad. So we know the work ethic, the type of person. And, you know, like I said, to get the OHL and the Western League guys seemed like they were on our, you know, it just happened to work out that way too, which was good for us.
Is like when Siggy really wants a goalie, is that the only time he shows emotion?
Well, he's not even showing emotion because he's just texting a lot. He's like, okay, now's the time, I'm ready, please take him.
Is that, so do you, like, how hands-off or hands-on are you at the draft table when you've got your scouting staff, they're working the list, but are you still kind of directing? I'm curious as to the relationship of GM and that scouting staff.
Yes, but, well, probably when you know, right up to probably Muse, you know, I've seen these guys a lot. So we have a lot of dialogue back and forth. We've known them. We know them, what we're looking for, what we're trying to do as compared to the other guys in the list. And then after that, it's more, you know, you're listening to what type of player we want. What are we looking for? That's what I'm saying. I'm looking for, you know, are we like to get a little size? We'd like, who would be the guy to go now? So it's been... you know, you're always trying to, at the table, you're working with Todd, and you're really listening. Who's passionate about a player? If they, hey, we want this player. You know, and that's where I was saying with Trevor, you know, Terry Dorn was been pushing for a while, not just now, but even during the year. You know, this is a guy that we, if we could ever get, he really wanted him in the fold.
Craig Conroy's with us. How busy was today, knowing you had all the picks? There was a lot of trading going on, a lot of roster players around the league moved. How busy was it for your group and just your sense overall on how busy around the league it was?
You know, and that's what I said. Last year you didn't see a lot of trades, you know, and it felt like every 2 seconds there was a trade. But I just think, you know, people this year, for whatever reason, even going into it, you knew there was opportunities to move. Players were going to be on the move. I know there's a salary cap, but the salary cap's gone up, but yep. It's still going to be tight for some teams. So you know, I still think with us having that kind of flexibility and room, it might allow us to make some trades. Somebody is going to get squeezed out, and, you know, that's where we wanted to be patient. We didn't want to jump ahead and do anything that would might take us out of something else later.
Were you engaged in anything on current roster players much today?
Not much today. It was mostly would you trade picks. You know, I think because we had so many picks, they were would you trade down, would you trade up. You know, those were the conversations
okay.
more. I had a few calls where almost did it, but then we had a player that we liked, and then we're like, no, we're not. You know, we're going to make the pick. So. You know, I think when I look at my list, you know, just Battaglia, Hughes, Basha, those guys were guys last night when you're thinking, imagine if you get some of these guys, and then we got more
three
than, yeah, three yeah. of them. It's pretty, it was pretty, feels good, you know. Time will tell, like, it's everybody wants to say who won or lost the draft, but, you know, definitely walking out of here today, I feel very good about the 10 guys we have coming in.
You went from 9 to 10. Tell us how the trade down with Philadelphia came about.
Well, they kind of reached out and said, would you have any interest moving? You have the two picks. Would you be interested in moving the one, I think it was 171 or whichever pick. I think it was 170 or 171.
You got 177 and 150.
Yeah. And I moved from 107.
107, yeah.
Yeah, so the 107 pick, that's the one. And I said, okay. We thought we were able to maybe pick two guys we liked, and that it worked out that way, you know. And Jerome was being adamant; he wanted Hunter, so
yep.
it was good, you know. When it came time,
We're chatting with Craig Conroy. Just a few more. I know we all got to get out of here. There's a hard out for everybody here. Any update on where things sit with you and Oliver Shillington with unrestricted free agency on Monday?
You know, we've been talking as representation, and we're just gonna. You know, keep moving forward. Obviously, we don't have anything done yet, but yeah, we're just going to kind of see how that goes. I mean, that's one thing. You know, when you put in your service and you've taken, you know, you become an unrestricted free agent, have an opportunity to, you know, that's also their decision to do that.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll see how it goes, but no real updates
okay.
as of today.
You've got free agency opening on Monday. Is the list set? Are you pretty much ready to rock?
I think we are, yeah. We kind of have positions that we feel like we need some help in. And, you know, like I said, you won't be seeing us doing the seven-year deals, but, you know, we think we're going to be able to add a few real good players to help this group move forward.
Goaltending and D, probably the two priorities?
That would be the priority, yeah. You know, I think we'd like to add another goaltender. What type of goaltender that is, that's... You know, that's where, again, where I lean heavily on our goaltending staff, you know, to say, okay, you know, we have Wolf and Vladar. What is the best third scenario for those guys? Because I really don't know.
Yeah.
I wish I could just tell you this is what is the right thing to do. But with goalies, that's why, that's why we have Jordan, and he does a great job. And LaBarbera's, you know, their input is invaluable to me on that front.
Anything else? I mean, look, there's going to be lots of rumors, and you among, for a guy who's been on the job for like 15 months, you're about as immune to rumors as anybody. But as you continue to build this team and continue to, you know, you're getting younger, you're building for the future. And just in terms of other roster moves, are there other things that you are looking at? Are there obviously? I know you're not going to tell us specifics,
yeah.
But are there still things that you could see that could make this group better as we move into the summertime?
Well, you're always trying. Right now, you know, I think everything was the draft, focusing on the draft. You know, now you're going to be back focusing on the team. You know, how do you make the team better? You know, are there trades out there? Like I said, are there teams that are going to get pushed that are going to have to move a good player that maybe is a fit for us? You know, and we do have cap space. And all those things kind of come into it where we're, you know, you just don't want to get too excited July 1st, and I get everybody does, but you know that we need to be patient. We need to do the right thing for the future, you know, not just this feels great today on July 1st and then maybe that was a mistake
right
3 months into the season. So we need to be, you know, really dialed into what we want to do, how we want to do this. You know, we have a 3 to 5 year plan, and we need to stick to that plan.
Would you be willing, almost $29 million in cap space, you'll use some of it in free agency because you have some areas you need to address, but how open would your group be to, you know, taking back a quote-unquote bad contract, that whole idea of weaponizing your cap space? Is that something your group is open to?
Yes, we absolutely are. I mean, you know, you talk to teams if you need, you know, if you want to go in one direction and you need some help, you know, for a fee, you know, something coming back to us, you know, we'd be open to it, you know. And you know, I've kind of said I don't think a 3 or 5 or 6 year deal, but if it was a couple years, you know, and the price was right, you know, kind of similar to what Monahan, you know, Monahan moved out, they got a first. Those are the type of things we're open to. You know, is it going to happen? I don't know. You know, but we put it out there, and if somebody is in cap trouble and they need some help, we're going to, you know, definitely look at everything.
You'll help them out for a price.
Yeah, for a price. Yeah, don't mind doing it, but it's got to make sense, and there's got to be the right price coming back.
Do you know, are you, you're set, like you're checked in, you are for sure getting home?
No. I mean, we were supposed to go home this afternoon.
I know, that's why I'm set.
So, I don't, I mean, they say the flight might go tomorrow. I don't know. I mean, I'm on a new flight for tomorrow.
Oh, you got canceled today?
I got canceled today.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we got
really?
Canceled today. Yeah, canceled today, so, yeah. We're working at it. This is one of the issues why we're talking about a virtual draft. Because last year we had the bad weather coming out of Nashville, and then you know, out of our control, flights are getting canceled left and right. So, you know, we have to it doesn't make it as easy as you'd like to just kind of be at home, set up, have all your guys there with you, and just go about it. But you know, hey, that's everyone's, well, not everyone's going back, but some of us are going to have some trouble. I don't know. Are you guys all right?
We're supposed to leave at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, so we'll see.
I know. Maybe we'll all be doing free agency from Vegas.
We'll be on West.
Draft. Maybe we should have just stayed.
Not a bad place to be, I guess.
No, it's hot though.
Could mix in a 15-degree decrease. Well, get out of here.
Okay.
I know you're supposed to fly, but
thanks,
thanks, Connie. Appreciate it as always.
Okay, we'll talk soon. Thanks, Pat.